Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samach Vav, and one thought we are up to Amar Rava on the third wide line, and one thought on the previous Gemara that we just quoted, Rabbi Akiva. We find in a number of places in Shas when he got to certain psukim, he started crying. And that was the he knew how to read psukim, he knew how to appreciate psukim. So when he used to get to the pasuk of Do Reish Al Amesim, that if you go seek the dead, and he said that he darshed the Kavachomer, and he used to cry. He says if somebody starves themselves and goes sleeps in the cemetery and is moser nefesh for ruach tuma, so then he gets what he gets. So achas kama v'kama if somebody does that to bring ruach tara on himself. So I mentioned I would cite at least one source related to this idea. We mentioned a long time ago a tshuva of the Rebbe Yehuda in Ar Chaim in Siman Lamed Hey, where it's a very tragic tshuva. It talks about a person who was mezana for a number of years. Echad shenichshal be'eshus ish kama shanim shalosh shanim ritzufos shahaya bebesa. 3 years. V'atan is over b'tshuva v'ashrei lo shecholraso amda sheishtaka b'tuma v'naf shalusha. Now he wants to do tshuva. He wants to do tshuva. He really, really feels bad. Higia shehu ata chatan ha'isha azos shenasa bita. And it turned out that he's the son-in-law. That was the story. Im mechuyav lohodia lechama. First of all, does he have to tell his father-in-law? Shifrosh b'ishto azona, to separate from the mother-in-law. Oh, shtikaso yafe. Kihema anshi Hashem. V'ishlem banam chashuvim batora uvimishpacha yikara. V'ishlachosh lepagam mishpacha. Now they're shogegin. Mishim kavad abrius rashoya bal tshuva lios b'shev al tase. Shlo li lechem of klal. That's the tshuva. So he has a six-column tshuva. The first three or four columns is about does he have to tell? That's the first. That's not our issue now, right? That's the and is he believed in echanem of yisurin? But is but anyway, that was the first half of the tshuva. That's not for now. But the second half of the tshuva is he has to know the Behuda how to do tshuva. How does he do tshuva for this? So, says the Rebbe Behuda, v'nei ma shebikish ma'aloso mimeni l'sader l'bal tshuva zet tshuva alavono, v'hizkir shehu adam chalush mod, lo yisbol koshi hatanesim v'sigufim. He said he's a very weak person, he can't handle all the fasting. Gam hizkir niflo'os mehasmadas limudo yomam v'layla. He also mentions that he's an unbelievable masmid, he doesn't leave the Beis Medrash day and night. He's totally turned his life around. He doesn't sleep on a bed anymore. He just sleeps in the Beis Medrash. Hinei, hiksho lishol mimeni davar kasha she'eni ragil lahashiv lishol mimeni. I don't usually answer these kinds of shilas. Why? She'ele b'davar shelo uchal limso shorish b'devri ha-gemara v'poskim. There's no hint of this in the Gemara. Ki lo matzino b'chol ha-talmud mispar ha-tanios yamim charutzim v'ksuvim l'kol chet v'ashma. There's no list. Oh, this chet, you do these fast days. This chet, you do this number of fast days. Says the Rebbe Yehuda, I can give you an answer in Shulchan Aruch. I can't give you an answer if it's not written in Shulchan Aruch. Hein emes shetzivim ksiv. The Navi says too fast. He doesn't quote our Gemara, but you could add that too. Hamari v'matzmo, but amnam hagbalas misparim ne'am nesim lo nisparish lo b'kasov lo b'gemara. Rachis sifri musar v'atshuva haricha bazeh v'rov divrehem, says the Rebbe Yehuda, most of those svarim benuyim al svaros krasios. It's built on literally svaros from the stomach. B'li shorish v'sefer echa nishan al chaveru b'li yisod klal. And then one sefer quotes another sefer quotes another quotes the other svar, but it goes back to a sefer that made it up. It's not based on Chazal. Umatzinu bazeh harbe chumris v'harbe kulus v'lachin kasha alay l'hashe bazeh. So it's very hard for me to give to do this. Uve piyuchud achrei roi shabal tshuva atzmo hu tzurva mirabanan yisad hu la'atzmo. You could do it. And then he adds v'hine avono gadol minso mitzad chomor ha'inyan atzmo avono ishas ish uve prache hisvin v'chayt zeh shalo shanim ritzufos v'hima bebayis v'shchigalei bevadai. Look what he says. She'ein mispar l'rov pa'amim sheba'aleha v'lo yaspiku lo shnos misushelach l'mispar ta'anios v'tshuvas ha'mishkal. If you fast a lifetime of misushelach, it won't be enough. L'fi tshuvas ha'rokeach she'dvar divrei kabbalah v'eladam ha'dvar divrei achronim. Anyway, that's what he says. So at the end he says, the ikar of tshuva is not fasting. Azivas ha'chet vidui dvarim shebelev nishbar charata belev shalim his karvas v'his lavas leov v'zabore sheyashav al hashev yirechameyu. That's what you have to do. And then he quotes, and that's what if Bezdin was here, that's what they would do. And he And he continues. This is the tshuva. Where do we mention this in the past? He continues to say, why doesn't Bezen Shalmala accept tshuva? Right? This is the case. Let's say somebody, Reuven kills Shimon, and then Reuven does tshuva, and for the next 10 years he becomes the Gadol Hador. He becomes the Posek Hador, and he's the greatest. People asking questions from all over the world. So what do we do? And then witnesses come that Reuven killed Shimon with Asra, and the whole process continues. So what's the halacha? The halacha is, we'd kill Reuven, even though Reuven is the Gadol Hador now. He's the Gadol Hador. But still, we'd kill Reuven because he did it. Why doesn't the Bezer Shamal accept tshuva? Okay, that's the continuation of the tshuva. But the first half of the tshuva says that Oda Behuda is fasting, is nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch. But it's hinted to in this line of Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva says, if somebody starves themselves for Ruach Tumah, it reaches a certain level. He gets the Ruach Tumah, so surely if you're Marav Atzmo, for Ruach Tara. But again, fasting in general is not something that we try to do. Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva, where he talks about Rachman al-Islan, if somebody's in the room when a Sefer Torah falls to the ground. What's the halacha? So the halacha is, you have to fast. If tefillin falls down, what's the halacha? You get staka. If it's in the box, not in the box. But if a Sefer Torah falls down, the minhag is to fast. But Rav Avadya Yosef writes in a tshuva, if it was up to me, I would say forget the fasting, because what happens? People have a regular day and they just don't eat. They go to work. What should they do? People should take off from work. They should stay home. They should go to shul all day, and they should have a yom yun. They should have shiurim. They should daven extra. They should say tehillim. That's what they should do. Forget fasting. Fasting doesn't do it for people today. Rabbi said they should take off from work and have a whole day of learning and Torah and tshuva. So that's what we should do. But Yom Kippur Katan. Yom Kippur Katan is somewhat, it's connected. But again, people also go to work, they just have a minyan. But, okay, Amar Rava. Let's get to your third line. Okay, we got some amazing inyanim today. So we had on Shabbos, and I get to talk about it. Today we talk about golems, we talk about magic shows, and we talk about Isra of Negiya, a couple of inyanim today. So Amar Rava. Ibo Tzadiki, if the Tzadikim wanted, Baru Alma, they could create worlds. It's just the sins that are separating. This was the pasuk just quoted. That's why this is quoted here. Right? The tzaddikim could have great powers. It's just the sins of the generation prevent them from doing amazing things. Rava bara gavra. Rava created a person. Wow. Rava created a person. How did he create a person? Rashi, second wide line, al yedei sefer yitzira. Shalimdo tzirif osiyos shol shem, using Shem Hashem, Sefer Yetzira, which they say was written by Avram Avinu. But Sefer Yetzira, very early, it's very short. It's a couple of pages. Whenever you buy a Sefer Yetzira, it's about 100 pages long, because you have all the Kabbalistic commentaries, all the Pirushim on the Sefer Yetzira. But it's really, it's about 2 pages long, 2 sides. That's the whole Sefer Yetzira. You can't understand it. It's very, very hard. But that's Rava Bara Gavra. So Rava created a person. Was Rav, fine. Shadri lekamed Reb Zera. So he sent him to Reb Zera, because he wanted to show Reb Zera his handiwork. He says, oh, look. So he says, have you come to Shtaybahade? So Reb Zera started talking to this person. Velo havi mahadule. He didn't answer him. Yes, he didn't have a brain. Right? He was just a robot. Right? He didn't have a brain. So Amar Lei. So Reb Zera says to him, min chavre us. You're min chavre, right? From the word chover chover. Right, you're created from ones who are in this area, who in this field. Hadar la'afrach, return to the dust. So Reb Zera got rid of him. Rava created him, and Reb Zera got rid of him. Right, he said, go back to the dust. One more line. Rabbi Chanina Reboshia, have a yasi kam aliyat shabsa. Every Arab Shabbos, they used to sit va'aski b'sefer yitzira. They used to be osik in sefer yitzira. Umivra lehu igla tilta. And they used to create an egel tilta. What does an egel tilta mean? Different pshatim. Some say it's grown a third of what it's supposed to grow, which is the most delicious stage of the egel. Igla tilta. Va'achle, they used to eat it on Shabbos. So eat on Shabbos, they used to create their own, right? The butcher ran out of meat, so they take it into their own hands, right? They didn't like that. They didn't like the ashkachas in the store, so they created their own egel, and they ate it. So what exactly is the message here? At least one idea that's quoted by the poskim. The Chacham Tzvi made this Gemara famous. What did the Chacham Tzvi ask? The Chacham Tzvi asked, if you have a person created by the Sefer Yetzirah, could you use him for a minion? Could you use him for a minion? Let's say you're short. So it's easy. Let's say somebody, you move into a community which doesn't have a minion. I'll create 5 people. I got myself a minion. right? So can I use them? That's the lechachem svi sheila tzad gimel nistapakti adam hanotzer they say for yitzira kaosa shamru b'sanhedrin rava baragavra v'chein heidu al zikni hagaon rebeliyahu av bezin da kadosh chelm. He says right in the footnotes. He quotes who adin hagaon hakadosh anikra b'fi kol rebi eliyahu baal shem. And he quotes. So he's, there's different stories. The Maharal, the Golem of Prague, that's the famous, whether that legend, whether it's true or not. But there have been many articles written about that. So anyway, here is the first one. And Adam was created by Sefer Yetzirah. Could use it for a minion. Mi mitzarif lasar l'dvarm shebikdusha. Mi amrina, do I say, ki v'ndechsiv v'nis gadashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, lo mitzarif. This isn't b'nei Yisrael. This isn't b'nei Yisrael, so maybe you can't use them for a minion. Or Odilma Kima the Kaim Lumbus and Hedron, since we paskin anyway, Hamagadal Yasom Besoch Beso, Ma'alavakas of Kilu Yaldo, right? If you're Magadal Yasom, if you bring up an orphan in your house as if you gave birth to him, right? You learn that from Michal, Hachanami, Kiva Shemase Yedeim Shal Tzadikim, Havile Bechal Bnei Yisrael, Shemase Yedeim Shal Tzadikim, Hei Neim Toldosam. These are the children of Bnei Yisrael. So what do you say? So Venerali, what does he answer? The kivan, the ashkachan le Reb Zera. Since Reb Zera killed him, the isak adaitach sheish bo toelas letzarfo lasar lechadavr shebekdusha. If this person had any value, if he could use it for a minion, lo hayer Reb Zera ma'aviro min ha'olam. Reb Zera wouldn't have gotten rid of him. Ti'av she'ein bo iser shvichas damim. You're right. There's no iser of murder. There's no iser of retzicha. Why? Because it says shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech. Dafka Adam Hanotzer Toch Adam, Dahainu Ubar, Hanotzer Bemea Imo, Hu Dechaivalebishim Shvichas Damim. Only an Ubar that's created within the uterus of his mother. Right? Shovech Dam Ha Adam Ba Adam. That's the only time you're Chayiv Ritzicha. So you're not Chayiv Ritzicha, but become Makom. If there was a Toelos him, he wouldn't have killed him. Elavade She'ena Masarif Lasara. Must be there's no Masarif for a minion. It's interesting. Lashon though, only Ubar Hanotzer Bemea Imo. So what about nowadays where you have a test tube baby? You have a baby that's created in the lab. You take the zera and you take the egg of the woman and you create it. So if you're medayik in his lashon, it's dafka notzar b'me'ayimo. So does that mean what if you have what if it's put in after fertilization? So is that considered notzar b'me'ayimo? Interesting question. That's the Chacham Tzvi. His son, what's the Chacham Tzvi's son? Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Sheilas Yavetz, Yaakov Ben Tzvi. But the Chassad HaKhan Tzvi also discusses this in a tshuva, in Beis Pei Beis. He quotes his father. He quotes, Ma'aseh B'safka li l'mar Abba. When my father had the suffix. He says, Kasha li. I'm going to say, Mike and me boy li. What's his Kasha? Atu mi adif mi chereshot of a katan, to ena mitztarfim. Chereshot of a katan are mitztarif, and they're real people. He says, Abba gata v'bnei Yisrael hein, v'adai, v'chashuvit kashar adam Yisrael, v'chol davar, v'ahargan chayiv, v'ishlu daita klishta, they have some das, surely a katan who's asil chal das, and yet they can't count for a minion because they don't have das, so surely this guy, surely he doesn't have das. Hai gabra delab ardehu klal, tzrichal ameymar, miyas b'chal cheresh, he's like a cheresh. He can't answer, of course he can't count for a minion. The kamate, he was killed. No, even if you can't kill him. Chereshot of a katan you can't do. V'kasa v'sefer chesed l'avram she'ein chiyuso ela kechiyas ha-behema. V'lachein ein barigaso shum avera. V'bekei pshita te'enu ela kebehema b'tsuras adam. He's like a behema with the tsura of a person. Uke igla tilta te'bibrila rav chizor of elazar. He says, I don't understand what the question is. Of course he can't count for a minion. And then he adds, agav azkir kan masha shamati bipek kadosh Avi Mori, Mashakara Baosar Shinotar de Zakeno, my great grandfather, I don't know who he's quoting here. Ki Akar Sharao Holech Bagadel Maod, he saw him getting bigger and bigger. Nisyare Shalo Yachriv Haolam. He thought he was going to destroy the world. Alkain Lokach Vinatak Mimenu Hashem Shahayadavuk Adayin Bemitzcho. The shame Hashem was on his forehead. And that's how he was living. So he climbed him up and he took the shame Hashem off, boom. That was it. The Al Yidezen is Batel Vashav La'afro. Okay, so he says he didn't want him to take over the world. All these stories as part of a Shavuos night shir, maybe to the Golem stories, all of the Nivra Misefer Hayitzira. Okay, so that is the Chacham Tzvi, the Sheilas Yavetz, and again relates to Rav Yaakov that we mentioned yesterday. There were the Kochos of Tchias HaMesim. or even Bria in this time period. In the times of the Gemara, they were on different levels. Ruach HaKodesh, they had Shedin, they had all these were on, the Kochos of Tuma and the Kochos of Tara were very strong. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara Braisa, Me'onen, so we're still talking about all of these types of quasi-Avodah Zarahs. Chover Chaver, and now we have others. Ma'onen, what's a Ma'onen? It says, Lo Sa'onenu in the Torah. What's a Ma'onen? Reb Shimon Omer, Zehamaver Shivim in a Zachar al Ha'ayin. So we'll go with Rashi's Pshat. If somebody takes seven types of Zera of seven different males, seven of a zera and puts it on their eyes in order to gain certain powers. So that's a ma'onein. V'chachamim omrim? No. Zeha oches esho einayim. What's an onein? From the word ayin, from the word eye. Somebody who is oches esho einayim. Literally, he grabs the eyes. Somebody who, what's this called? Magic. Oches esho einayim. Sleight of hand. This is the line in Shas. Are you allowed to be a magician? Are you allowed to go to a magic show? You're allowed to be a magician. Oches eshoinayim. So what do you say? Well, it starts off with the Tiferes Yisrael right here. The Tiferes Yisrael on our Mishnah says, Shebekoach shafim v'hashbaos koach hasatuma mara labrios ki'ilu osa maisa chadash. You show people that you make flowers, that you pull a rabbit out of a hat. Our nevet mitoch hakova. Apa pi shebemes lo asa klal. Zeu patur. It's Aser Midrabanan, says the Tiferes Yisrael, if you use these types of powers. But Stam, you trick people, sleight of hand, it looks like you're doing something, but you're really not doing something, which is most magic shows today, they're not really using any power, they're just doing tricks, says the Tiferes Yisrael, it's Mutter. That's not called Oches Esoinayim. Oches Esoinayim is only with Kochos, with real forces behind, but other than that, that's usher, but that's the Rabbanan. But if it's just what we call magic, says it's the Tiferes Yisrael, it would be mutter. But not everybody agrees to that. There's a tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz writes in Elef Tuf Reish Sadek Hey. He talks about all different types of kishuv, and then he quotes Vamina Shlishi Shaosin Dvarim Zarim Al Derech Tachbula. You do things in a trickery. O mihirus o kalus yadayim. You do it quickly so people don't notice. The chayotibo. Shenire kiilu achaz esoinayim. Hu lo achaz bohem. Baze eini roash ishbozo iser Torah. Ela shuhu gonev da'as habrios. It's gonevas das. That's what he's, that's the Radvaz. So according to this though, if it's gonevas das, there's an easy way to get out of it. If you make an announcement before every magic show, this is not real magic, only Hashem does real magic, this is all tricks, it's not real, it's all fake, I'm just doing it because I learned how to be a trickster, but it's not real, so then L'chore wouldn't be. Wouldn't be a problem. So far so good. Tiferes Yisrael, it's only sleight of hand that's mutter. Radvaz is also Ganevas Das, so if you tell people, I'm tricking you, then L'chore it is not Ganevas Das. But, and that's what I guess Jewish magicians rely on, those poskim, that there is There are a number of other poskim that say maybe it's not so clear. But again, I think the minog is to make that announcement beforehand. I remember in Woodmere, there was always a magic show in one of the shuls, so the youth director always got up and said, only Hashem does real magic. This is all pretend, just for entertainment, and it's just fake. Right? That's to be makra for this Radvaz. There is a Chachmas Adam in Ravram Danzig, in Hilchos Avodas Chachamim, he's machmir. He says, based on a Bach, on a Rambam, mizet tireh. She'osam habadchanim. Those, Badchanim. She'osam kedvarim elu ala chasanas. They do it at weddings. Chatunot. V'nikra'in chen teshin spieler. The spiel. Teshin spieler. What's teshin? Probably get emails. Oh, I don't know Yiddish. Over in Belav Doraisa. Wow. Right? They do tricks. They're allowed Doraisa. V'hamitzvah la'asosan. And the parents who hire them, over mishum lifnei iver. V'lachein, misha biyado limchos, this is in Klal Peites, Oshei. Misha biyado limchos, tzarech limchos. V'koshken she'asor lehistakev alarosam. What's the only heter? If you hire a guy. Because a guy is not mitzuvah in ma'onein. Only a Jew. So there's no lifnei iver. Aval imhu goy she'osen nirli demutal leros. Okay? That's the Chachmas Adam. But again, the minhag olam in some places is You know, to, as long as it's announced, people know it's a magic show, so then it's it is mutter. But again, this is the line right here. Ochez esway naiv. Okay, continuing. That's the chachamim. Say maonin is ochez esway naiv. Next, Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, a different pshat. What is maonin? Zeha machashev itim v'sha'os. Somebody who calculates times and hours. It's a good omen to do this now and to do that now. V'omer hayom yafel latzeis. L'macha yafel likach. Today is good. Tomorrow is good to buy. Limudei arve shvi'iyos chitin yafos. In Erev Shvi'is, the wheat's always good. Ikure kitnios miyos ros. If you totally uproot barley when you pick it up, you don't just cut it, you uproot it, that's good for it. Right? If you do all these, so that is considered, that's mechashiv itim. This is good, this is not good. You look for, times. Looking for times. There is a Ramah. The action, by the way, is right here. We're going to get to today's daf. But this is considered today's daf. But there's a Ramah in Hilchis Hoshana Rabbah. Tuf Reish Samach Dalad. He quotes in Abu Draham. The Abu Draham says, the Abu Draham is on page Reish Tzadik Ches. Reish Tzadik Ches in Hilchis Hoshana Rabbah. The Yesh Anoshim, Shenoagim Gam Belel Hoshana Rabbah, Shekorchen Atzman Besadin, on Hoshana Rabbah night. They go out to the fields in a sheet. The Yotzin Lamakom Shemagia or Halavana. They go to a place where there's only moonlight. The Poshtin Mealean Hasadin Vinish Arim Arumim. Whoa. They take off their sheet. Upostin Avaram, they spread out their fingers and their toes, and they look for shadows. Imatsat Selo Sham Tofu. You see their shadow? They're okay. Vim Yechsart Sel Rosho Banafshahu. If they don't see their shadow, they know they're in for a bad year. They're in for a bad year. V'im yechzar tzel echan me'etzbo'z bi'adav. If they're missing a finger, one finger doesn't have a shadow, simin le'echan mikrovav. One of their relatives is in deep, hot water. V'yad yamin, simin le'banav azacharim. V'yad smol, simin le'nekevis. And then he quotes, look in the Ramban, sart silam me'alehem. Their shadow, right by the Meraglim. Sart silam me'alehem, zel shono. Yitachin sheyirmoz akasuv l'mashenoda, what is known. Kibolel hachitzum, the night of the chasima, Hoshana Rabbah, lo yietzel l'rosh ha'ish asher yamas b'shana ha'hi. Ad kan. That's an Abu Draham. Ramah. Ramoshe Israelis. In Hilchos Hoshana Rabbah. Tafrei Samach Dalet. Kasvar Rishonim Zal, Sheish Simin Bitzel Halavana Belel Hoshana Rabbah, Sheikrolo, Ola Krova Bos Hashana. That's what he quotes it in short, but we saw Hoshana Rabbah. Comes along to Ramah, the Yesh Bishakasav, Shein Ladakte Pazeh. Don't do it. Kedei Shelo Lisra Mazle. Don't, as the Gemara says in Psachim, if you don't worry about it, it's not going to happen to you. Right, all the story with the Evens, the Zugos, the Gemara says, if you don't worry about it, it won't happen to you. Gam ki rabim einem mevinim ha'inyan alborio. The Rama says, people don't even really know what to do. V'yoser tov lios tamim tiyem Hashem alakecha. V'lo lachkar ha'asidos. But that's all about mechashiv itim v'shos. Mechashiv itim v'shos. Okay, right there.
You should listen to the groundhogs.
Sorry? Groundhogs. Groundhogs are, don't go by the groundhogs. Tana Rabbana. Menachesh. Zeha Omer. What's a Menachesh? Zeha Omer. Pito naflu mipiv. Maklo naflu miyado. The bread fell out of his mouth. His staff fell out of his hand. Bino korelo meachorav. His son calls him from behind. Orev korelo. A raven is calling to him. Tzvi yifsika baderach. A deer walked in front of him. Right? It's like superstition. Nachash mimino. Shua bismalo. A snake on his right. A fox on his left. Al taskel bi. Somebody says, don't start with me. It's not good luck. Don't start with me, whatever the issue is. Shachrasu is Shachrasu, Rosh Chodeshu, Motzoi Shabbosu. It's a good time to start. It's a bad time to start. It's Rosh Chodesh, it's Shachrasu. No, don't start with me. I don't, Shachrasu, Rashi says, I don't want to pay back a loan in the morning. It's a bad omen. I'm paying back oil in the morning. Motzoi Shabbos is the beginning of the week. I don't want to pay back. So all these are about, different omens. The, Ran in Maseches Chulin discusses, there are sometimes omens that people go by. Eliezer, Eved Avraham. If the water comes up to me, to her, I'll know. She says, I'll give your camels to drink. Then she's the one. Isn't that Nichush? Eliezer was he wasn't Jewish. Okay, so, what? It was Chodesh Adar?
No, general.
Mishneknas Adar, right. Marbim, you have Dinei Torah then, right? What's already said, it's in the mazel of that. The Ritva says at the end of Tainus, Ein mazel Yisrael, except for 2 months, Adar and Av. Then there is mazel Yisrael. Those months are Rea Mazle and Tov Mazle. That's the Ritva says. Ein mazel Yisrael doesn't apply to those 2 months. But the Ran asks in Chulin, what about this? Or what about Yonasan? Yonasan, the son of Shaul, when he's going to attack the enemy, he says, if they tell us, come over here. So then we'll know we're going to win. If they say, you stay there, we're coming down to you. We're coming to you. So then we're going to lose because they're coming to us. So isn't that Nihush? So the Tosfos and the Ran deals with this in Chulin. So the Ran says, no, Davar Pashut. Those make sense. Something that's logical is not Nihush. Eliezer says, if she gives my camels, she's a Balas Chesed. That's not Nihush. She's a Balas Chesed. What if I say, if it rains today, I'm not going on the teal. But if it doesn't rain, I'm going on the teal. That's Nihush. Oh, that's not Nihush. It makes sense. If it's raining, I'm not going. It's not Nihush. Right? So therefore, and the same thing with Yonasan. The Ran says, if they come down to us, then they're confident. So we're going to lose. We better not do it. If they say, come on out to us, then they're scared. So anything that's logical, that's not called Nihush. That's what the Ran says in Maseches Chulin. Okay, that's here. Tana Rabbanan, Vayter. Lo sanachashu v'lo sa'oneinu. K'or elam anachashim b'chul tov ovos v'dogim. Like those who do Nihush with weasels and birds and fish. Right, they do things with animals. Okay, that is all related to the previous Mishnah. Oven and Yidoni. That's Samachay. Samachay and Sanhedrin is all about Oven and Yidoni. Now we continue. Samachvav. Remember, we're still referring back to that Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel. Daf Nun Gimel had the whole list of Chayvei Skilus. So since then, we've been going through every one of that Mishnah. Right, we had a couple of pages of Arayos. We got sidetracked with the Shevi Mitzvos Bnei Noach because we talk about the Arayos for Bnei Noach. And then we got into it. We're going through each of these. We had Avodah Zarah on Daf Samach. And now we're up to the next. Hamachalas HaShabbos. Chil Shabbos, one of the Chayvei Skilus. Bedavar Shachayav and Alzdono. Kareis Vashagoso Chadas. Something that Yechayiv, if you do it b'mezid, without edim, kares, with edim skila, and if you do it b'shogig, chatas. Michlal, di'ika, midi, dechil, Shabbos, habib, ein chayev, anol, shagas, chatas, lo, zdono, kares? What do you mean? Shabbos only if you have kares and chatas. Is there a chil Shabbos without kares and chatas? Is there such? Someone says, yeah. Mahi, what case is it? Where do you have a case of chil Shabbos where you're not chayev kares, and there's no carbon chatas? 2 cases, techumin, the aliba derbi akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that the Isser of Tchum Shabbos is an Isser d'oraisa. D'oraisa. According to the Rabbanan who says it's an Isser d'Rabbanan, there's nothing to talk about. It's not Tchum Shabbos d'oraisa. Rabbi Akiva says Tchumen is an Isser d'oraisa, but there's no Karis. There's no Karis and carbon. So this is d'oraisa, but there's no Karis and carbon. So that's one example. Rabbi Akiva. Havara be'aliba de Rabbi Yossi, and Havara according to Rabbi Yossi. Remember, we had this twice already in our Masechta. The Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nasan, Lachalik Yatsas and Lalav Yatsas. So Rabbi Yossi says it's only Lalav Yatsas. Havara, when you light a fire on Shabbos, you only get a lav. You only get an Isser, there's no Chiyav Misa, and there's no carpet. 2 examples. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim here. The Ran, right here, says, 1 second, there is a major Machlokas Rishonim. We know Tchum Shabbos. 2,000 amos, that's one tchum. But then there is a farther tchum. There's a farther tchum Shabbos. And that is the tchum of shalosh parsaos. That's much further out. Is that daraisa? That's a machlokas rishonim. Some rishonim say that that's daraisa. The machlokas should be keeping the rabbanan is only by 2,000 amos. But 3 parsaos, so that's for sure daraisa. It's a machlokas rishonim. Says the Ran, you know what you see from our Gemara? Nothing's daraisa. Nothing's daraisa, because why didn't our Gemara suggest that then? If Rishonim agreed that Shalosh Parsos is also daraisa, why did the Gemara have to say Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva by Tchumen. Even the Rabbanan agreed to some that the farther Tchum is daraisa. Why isn't that here? It must be that nothing's daraisa. Right? So that's a big discussion. If you look in the Balamar and the Ramban, right here in our Gemara, that's what they discuss. Tchumen daraisa, the Balamar holds like the Ran here says, V'yachash amina she'ein tchumin klal. Right, that's the sheet of the Balamor. The Ran is possibly like the Balamor here. Against his great-grand Rebbe, the Ramban in the Machamas here defends the sheetas that say that it is Daraisa. Here it didn't say it because it never says it explicitly in Shas. That's why they don't want to say it. But this is an important source for that discussion of tchumin, Daraisa, or Darabanan. Okay. Let me just point out a Rashi here, and then we'll do the Amud, and then if we have time, we'll come back to it. There's a very important Rashi. Rashi says, second Rashi on the Mishnah, Shechayav ben Azdono Karis al Shigas al Chatas, Kigon Dabar Sheyesh Bo Maisa. Boom. Rashi says, action. It is impossible to violate Malacha Shabbos Daraisa B'Shev Al Tasa. If you don't do an act on Shabbos, that sheet does Rashi. The Gemara didn't say that here. It's Rashi. Rashi, Sanhedrin Samach Vav. You need Malacha Shabbos. You cannot violate a Malacha Daraisa on Shabbos without an act. So that's why if you do anything before Shabbos, and it's going to happen, not Daraisa. It's impossible. Right? Impossible to violate Daraisa. And the Rebbe Soloveitchik said, this answers the Nemuka Yosef's Kasha. Which Nemuka Yosef? The most famous Nemuka Yosef in all of Shas, I would say. Top five. Kasha in Masechet Baba Kama. What does Nemuka Yosef ask? If we know if you light a fire and it goes and lights somebody's field it lights it up, so then you're chai for Eish. It's as if you made an arrow and you shot an arrow. You lit a fire. 5 minutes later, it burns down your field. I'm chayiv. So how could a woman light Shabbos candles? Right? Erev Shabbos, light Shabbos candles. It's as if it's burning on Shabbos. Right? How could it be? That's the Mugi Yosef's Kasha. What's his answer? His answer is, it's as if you did it, but it's as if you did it the first minute. That's what he says. Yes, you're responsible for what happens 10 minutes later, but it's as if you did it at the first moment. It's like you're doing it now. It's as if you did it the first moment. Instead of Soloveitchik, a simpler answer. This Rashi. You didn't do anything on Shabbos. There's no Malacha Daraisa. You can't violate a Malacha Daraisa on Shabbos without a Maisa. That's it, period. Right? So that's the answer to the Nebuki Yosef Kasha. There are others. Rav Shechter talks about this in Eretz HaTzvi on page Nun Dal and Nun Hey. You can look it more up. But that's Rav Soloveitchik says, this Rashi answers the Nebuki Yosef's Kasha. Okay, weiter. If somebody curses their parents, so then they're not chayev, also in Isser Skila. They're only chayev if they curse their parents in the name of God. Kilam b'kinui, if you just use a kinui, one of the nicknames of Hashem, which we discussed in the past, right? Rashi quotes here, what are the nicknames? Shakai, Rachum, Chanun, one of those names, that's a machlokas. Rimeir b'chayev, Acham and Potrin. So it's a machlokas. You do, the Rambam says, even if your putter here only means from skila, you'd still get an isur daraisa. There's an isur to curse anybody, to curse any Jew. You're not allowed to be makalel anybody. But the isur of skila, of cursing parents, that is only with shame. So man chachamim, who are these chachamim? Let's say your patur, Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosi, who? The Tanya, Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yosi, Omer, benakbo shame yumas. Mata malomar, shame. Liman amakal ave v'imo, shinachayev ashkalim b'shame. That's an extra pasuk, so you use it for klala of a parent. Tanur Rabbanon, ish, mata malomar, ish, ish. Right, why does it say ish, ish by cursing parents? Larabos bas tumtum vandroganus. To include daughters, or people you're not sure what they are. Tumtum, it has neither Zachar or Nekeva, you're not sure. Androgynous has both, right? So they're all chayiv for cursing their parents. Ashi kalos aviv vesimo, ainli ela aviv viimo, both. Aviv shalo imo, imo shalo aviv minayin. How do I know either or? Tamalomar aviv viimo kilel damav bo. Right, it says aviv viimo, it repeats it. It says not only ashi kalos es aviv vesimo, and then it says again, father and mother curse damav bo. Aviv Kilel, Imo Kilel, Divrib Yoshia. Right, that's how you read it. Rashi explains because one time the word Aviv is next to Yikalel, Ashikala es Aviv, and the second time Imo is next to Kilel. So you know each one separately. Reb Yonas and Omer, different. Whenever you have a list of two things in the Torah, there are two things listed, it's both or either or. Right, either one, unless the Torah says together. Yachtav. Unless the Torah says together. Right, like it says, don't lo sachrosh b'shor b'chamor yachtav. Don't plow with an ox and a donkey. Well, without the word yachtav, we would have thought that you can't plow with an ox, period. No, it means together or it means separately. That's why when it says yachtav, it means dafka together. Continuing the pasuk, mos yumas, b'skila is b'skila. Ata omer b'skila, enu ala b'achas b'kol amisos omeres b'torah. How do you know it's skila? So nemar kanta mav bo, v'nemar lahalan demei abam. We had earlier in this parak, right, the gzera shava. Ma lahalan b'skila, afkan b'skila. That's how you know it's b'skila. Onesh shamanu, asara minayin, that's the onesh. How do I know the asara? Tamalomar, Elohim lo sekalel. Don't curse the judges. Imhaya aviv dayan harihu bechaluhim lo sakalel. If my father is a judge, is a dayan, he's included in this pasuk. The imhaya aviv nasi, and if he's a nasi, harihu bechlav nasi ba'amcha lo sa'ar. If he's the nasi, the head, the prince, the king, so to speak, so also he's included in that pasuk. Don't curse the nasi. Ein alo dayan velo nasi minayin. How do I? What if he's not? What if he's a regular, wonderful person? He's not the Nasi, he's not the Dayan. Where is the Eshara? Amart, Hariyat Adan, Binyanav. Right? Mishnehen, you learn a Binyanav, and you learn these two set the tone for anybody. Why? Lo Rai Nasi, Kirai Dayan. Lo Rai Dayan, Kirai Nasi. They're not exactly the same. So, what's the common denominator? They're Jews, and you're not allowed to curse them. So do any Jew. So the Gemara continues. One second. Lo Rayad, why are they unique? Lo Rayad Dayan Karay Nasi, Shahari Dayan Atam Mitzuvah Al Haraso, Karay Nasi Shi'atam Mitzuvah Al Haraso. The special halachos of the psak of a Dayan, right? That's called Zakein Mamre, or special psak. You're not allowed to go against the psak of a Dayan from the Sanhedrin, right? That does not apply to a Nasi. If a king gives a psak, king doesn't have the same status of a psak. But the other way also works. Shahanasi, the nasi, which is has the status of a king, atamitzuv al amra also. You can't rebel against him. Can't rebel, right? That's right. Morid b'malchus, karei dayan, she had the mitzuv al amra also. On like a dayan with the concept of morid b'dayan, right? What's the source for morid b'malchus? Yoshua perek aleph. Right, call Ishah or Yamres Picha. Everybody said, we're going to follow you, Yoshua. If anybody doesn't follow you, we're going to take care of them. So you see, each one of them is different. A Dayan and a Nasi. Hatzara Shava Shavahem. What's the common denominator? Shehein Ba'amcha V'yatam Musar Kei Lasan. They're Jewish, and you can't curse them. Safani Abiyavicha Sheba Amecha V'yatam Musar Kei Lasan. So that's how you know, that's the Asar for father. That's what we're looking for. The Asar for cursing your father is learned from here. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. How do you know? What do you mean? Maybe the common denominator, there is a common denominator between Nasi and Dayan. They both are great. They both are in a special category. So maybe only them, you're not allowed to curse. Tamalomar, Losa Kalel Cheresh. No. It says you're not allowed to curse the deaf mute. Boom, lola, shabam, chagazabadabri. Even the lowliest person, you're not allowed to curse. So you see, everybody's included. Malachere, shakane, charishoso, garmalo. Maybe you're not allowed to curse a charish because he's so low. So nasi vadayan yochicho. So nasi vadayan will prove that it's not because somebody's low. Malach, nasi vadayan, shakane, dulaso, garmalahem. Maybe nasi and dayan are unique because they're great. Charish yochiach. So the charish would help me prove. So what's this called? V'chazar adin. It goes together. Lo roi zekarai zev, lo roi zekarai zev. Each one's nature is not like the other one's nature. Hatzara shava shabahen. But what's the common denominator between all three? Nasi, Dayan, and Cheresh. Shabahen, Shehein ba'amcha, v'yatamuzrak elasan. They're in your nation, and you're not allowed to curse them. Safani, avi avicha shabamcha, v'yatamuzrak elasan. So that's why everybody's included. And the Gemara continues. No, maybe no good. Ma, letzara shava shabahem, shekein mishunin. They each have something unique about them. These guys are amazing. And these guys are so low, they're nothing. Maybe just the people in the middle, like most of us, maybe they're not included. Gemara says, Ella im Kain, if that's true, Nechtov Kra, O Elohim v'cherish, O Nasi v'cherish. Just one, right, one on the top and one on the bottom. Elohim lamali, but you still have an extra one. You still have an extra pasuk. Why? Emeinu inyan l'gufo, Taneu inyan la'aviv. So you use that for aviv. Continues the Gemara. Ha'ani chalamanda amar Elohim chol. This works if the word Elohim, when it says Elohim lo sakalel, that means judges, chol, meaning people. Elohimanda amar kodesh, but there is an opinion in the Gemara that that's kodesh, so it's Elohim lo sakalel, then you don't have an extra pasuk about a person. Ma'ikel ameimar detanya, the Brisa says, Elohim chol. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says Elohim is chol, that's fine. Rabbi Akiva omer Elohim kodesh. Really saying you can't curse God. Vitanya, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Azhar lemavarech az Hashem inayin, Tam alomer Elokim lo sakalel. So if you hold that Elokim is Kodesh, then again, you're stuck. You don't have an extra pasuk to teach me that you're not allowed to curse your father. Right? You have a punishment, but you don't have the Azhara. So Laman da'amar, Gemara answers, Laman da'amar Elohim chol, Gomar Kodesh michol. If you say Elohim Ischol, then how do you know what the answer about cursing Hashem? It's a kal v'chomer. L'manda amar Elohim Kodesh Garmina Chol Mikodesh. So you learn it out. You can't curse Hashem. You can't curse people. So Gemara says, how do you learn that? Bishlam l'manda amar Elohim Chol Gomar Kodesh Michol. You can learn a kal v'chomer. L'manda amar Elohim Kodesh Gomar Chol Mikodesh. If you can't curse Hashem, you surely can't curse people. Why? Doma Akodesh Asir Achol Lo Asir. So again, you're still stuck. So Gemara says, no, imkin lichtav kra lo takel. My lo tikalel, shmamina tarti. So we have a maskana, the makar is lo sikalel, even if you say it's referring to Hashem, there's an extra letter. An extra letter, so we just spent 25 lines figuring out what is the azhara, what is the extra pasuk in the Torah that you're not allowed to curse your parents. Once you have the azhara, the other pasuk says it beferish, you have the onesh. So that is all about makala other the ima. Good. Weiter. Haba al nara hamorasa. Next one of the chayvei skilus. If somebody lives with a nara hamorasa, nara hamorasa, as we know, erusin is not engagement. Erusin is the first stage of a Jewish marriage, right? Erusin and nisuin, erusin, kiddushin, the same synonyms. So anara nara hamorasa. If somebody lives with a nara hamorasa, a nara who is between 12 and 12 and a half. Katana up till 12, Nara is 12 to 12 and a half, 12 and a half and up, above 12 and a half is a Bogeres, is a Bogeres. Remember, one of the Kolo questions that Rav Shechter always liked to ask to get into the Kolo was, tell me, what is Ogeres, Bogeres, Grogeres? Mm-hmm. Right? Ogeres is one of the Psule Shchita, if your knife like flies. Bogeres is a girl who's above 12 and a half, and Grogeres is the shear of dates, Grogeres carrying out on Shabbos. Ogeres, Bogeres, Grogeres. So Bogeres is above, it's above 12 and a half. So Abal Nara Marasa, Eino Chayev, Achet He Nara, you only Chayev Skila, if she's a Nara, if she's that age, that 6 month period, Bisula, and she has never, she's never lived with a man before, Bisula, Mi'o Rasa, and she has only had Erisin, Vihi Bebesa Viha, and she's still in her father's house. She's still in her father's house. She has not been given over to the Shlichim of the husband. Because that's considered chuppah in a certain sense. That's based on a Mishnah Maseches Ksubis. So now in that, she wouldn't be considered an Arusa anymore. Rashi here talks about maybe besides 12 to 12 and a half, there's an issue of Cyrus, which we're not going to get into now, how exactly that Shita works, but we'll go Pashit. It just, Nara just is just by age. 12 to 12 and a half. Ba'u aleha shnayim. If two people live with her, harishon biskila vasheni bechenek. So then the first one is skila, the second one is chenek. Pshuto shel Mishnah, that's the Rambam here in the Pirush Mishnayos. Pshuto is, the first one lives with her kedarko. So that's, he's living with a psula, and he's chayev skila. The second man who lives with her, she's a ba'ula. So therefore she doesn't get skila anymore, and therefore vasheni bechenek. Someone gets chenek. The Ad Ramah says, if that's the pshat, what is the Rambam? What's the chiddush? Of course. You know that. The first one's a psula, the second one's a ba'ula. What's the chiddush? So the Ad Ramah says, oh, maybe the chiddush is that even if the first one was just a maisa znus, it wasn't bi'ulas ba'al. You might have thought that you need bi'ulas ba'al not to be a basula for this halacha. No, you just need a physical bi'ula. Because if you look in Rashi, Rashi gives a different shot. Maybe Rashi is bothered by this question, because Rashi says, what does it say? Bo'ulas shnayim, right across. V'dayini basula kigon shebo aleha shelo kedarka. They both would bow their shelo kedarka. We learned earlier in the Masechta, even be a shelo kedarka is asur mishamarayas. Mishkave ishaksiv. Even shelo kedarka. So she's still a psula. So the chiddush according to Rashi is the second guy doesn't get skila even though she's still a psula. Even be a shelo kedarka for this halacha makes her considered a ba'ula. That's the chiddush according to Rashi. So it's machlokas Rashi Rambam. What's the case of the Mishnah? Continuing. Tan Rabbanan, Na'ara v'lo bogeres. Bisula v'lo ba'ula. Ma'orasa v'lo nesua. Bebesa viha. Prat l'shamasar ha'av l'shluchi abal. A beis aviyah means excluding if she was given over to the shluchim of the husband already. Amar of Yehuda Amarav. Zu div Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Avo chachamim omrim. Na'ara mohamarasa afilu ktana b'mashba. The chachamim say, Na'ara only excludes bogeres. But a ktana mo'orasa is also skila. How do you have a ktana mo'orasa? So we know, a ktana can get married two different ways. Midaraisa. Two different ways. Either her, well, I'm sorry. Her father could accept her, I'm saying only one way, Daraisa. Her father could accept her Kedushin. Nara could have both. Ketana, her father could accept Kedushin on her behalf. Right? Midrabanan, there's another way. Her mother or her brothers. But Midaraisa, her father. Tosfasim Mesechas Kedushin says they used to do this. People used to get married at 15, 14, 15. So it wasn't so many more years earlier in those days. So let's say at 10, 11, and there's whole craziness in the world and the crusades are going on. You want to make sure your daughter is taken care of. And you know the family next door to you, they're a wonderful family and the kids are wonderful, you know. So you arrange things for her. You don't know what tomorrow's going to be. You don't know if you're going to have a dowry tomorrow to give her and if this guy's going to want to marry her. Right, so in those, we live in a different time. Nowadays, Bezban Hazeh, Chas V'Shalom. Chas V'Shalom. Whole controversy a number of years ago about Kiddush Ektana, Chas V'Shalom. It's a chesed. The Rishonim say this is a chesed to be used if it's L'Tovas Habas. Rechmana Litzlan, if it's used for any other way, it's terrible. But this is the Kiddush Ektana. Fine. Amar Leir Ravacha Midifti the Ravina. So it's a machlokes. Our Mishnah, our Brisa that says Dafka, Nara, and not Ktana is Rabbi Meir, not the Rabbanan. Amar Leir Ravacha Midifti the Ravina. Mimai Demasi is Rabbi Meir, Hiv the Mute Ktana, Nami. Why do you say our Mishnah has to be according to Rabbi Meir and only excluding Ktana? Dilma Rabbanan, Hiv the Mute Bokaris Pesulo. Meir Mishnah is also the Rabbanan. Right? The Mishnah just says Nara. Maybe the Mishnah is also the Rabbanan, and it's only excluding Bokaris, but Ktana is also included. So Amalei, no. Hi. Eino chayev ashetehei nara besula borasa. That's what it says in the Mishnah. If you're right that it's only excluding bogeres, it should say as follows. Eino chayev ela al nara besula borasa mi boilei. That's more exact. Ashetehei until she becomes, so that could include ktara nara. But the language that we have seems to exclude both. Besula midi, and that's it. Don't ask me any more kashas. This is why it's only according to Rabbi Meir and not the Rabbanan. Boy, mine Rabbi Yaakov bar Ada, Meirav, bo al ktana amaras Rabbi Meir, mahu, ktana is excluded according to Rabbi Meir. What does that mean? Legamre mamitle, o miskila mamitle. According to Rabbi Meir, is there no skila for a ktana, or is there, but there is other, there is chenek, there is another Mises Besdin, or is there no Misa at all? What does Rabbi Meir hold when he excludes ktana? Amarle mistavre, miskila mamitle, mistama, he still chai Misa. Still chai misa if it lives with a ktana. But he just doesn't get skila. That's special din. V'haksiv u'mesu gam shneyem, ashiyu shneyem shavim. But doesn't the pasuk say that when you kill one of them, the other one has to be killed? And therefore here, the ktana's not getting killed. She's on a bas onshin. Therefore he shouldn't get killed. Shrasik Rav didn't have anything to say. He was stumped. Rav was stumped. Amar Shmuel, my time is Shrasik Rav. Why was he quiet? I have a good answer. V'neimalei, why didn't Rav answer? U'mes ha'ish ha'shachavim alavado. There's another pasuk. It says, just the man will be killed. So you see, sometimes only the man is killed and not the girl. So that's the machlokas. Shmuel says, why didn't Rav say it? Rav didn't say it. Kit tanoi, and really it's a machlokas tanoim, whether you have to have both killed, or do we say, even though the ktan is not getting killed, the man can still get killed. Umesu gam shnehem, ashi yushnein shavin divir Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yonah san Omar, umes ha'ish asher shachav ima livado. He could die. V'idach. So what does each one do with the other one's psukim? V'idach ahi umesu gam shnei my darish bay. What is the one who says that you could kill the man by himself? What does he do with the pasuk that says that they both have to be killed? Amarava limute maisi chidudim. It's to exclude a case of maisi chidudim. What's maisi chidudim? Rashi explains where the man does not have beer with the woman, but he just stimulates himself next to the woman's body. But he doesn't do a maisa biya. So he gets hana'a and not her. That's the case where he's not put to death and she's not put to death. That's umesu gam shneyem. Because you need both of them to get hana'a. And this is the case only he gets hana'a. V'idah. And what is the other opinion? Why don't you need a pasuk for this? Maisa chidudim maflumi. Of course, it's not a maisa biya. We need a pasuk to exclude that. It's not a maisa biya. That's how you answer that one. V'idach, hai levado my darish bay. Hai levado, what is the one who says you need both? What does he do with levado? Kidatanya as follows. Bo le'asar b'nei adam v'dayin hi besula. If 10 people live with her and she's still a besula, meaning shol kadarka, kulam beskila. So they all get skila because they're all being bo'al on a besula. Rebbe Omer, no. Harishan beskila v'kulam bechenek. Like Rashi alluded to in the Mishnah, no, Shbiya Shalom Kedarka makes her a Be'ula for this halacha, and therefore Levado here refers only to the first one. What we have to do, we'll have to stop now, but what we'll do starting tomorrow, by the Shem, the first thing we'll say is the big, important discussion, Rambam Ramban, about the Isser of Negiya. The Isser of Negiya, Derech Chiba, this Maisech Chidudim discussion. So Maisech Chidudim, Yinan Chayim Misa. That's what the Gemara says. Is it Mutar Daraisa? So Rambam says, of course not. Of course not. Of course, that is Amud Daraisa, as we will see by the Shem starting on tomorrow. Also, remember, we're talking about a Bia Mektana. Remember the Rambam we mentioned about 2 weeks ago? The Rambam says, Bia, if a Ktana is married and she's Mizana, she's not killed, but she's still Asur Labayla. A Bia's Ktana kids Asur Labayla is a big discussion. Isn't everything a Ktana does considered Ones? That's a big discussion in the Rambam. Maybe we'll start with that also by the Shem tomorrow. Okay, and then we'll get into Mesis and Mediach. Other discussions as we head towards the end of the parak by the Shem on Wednesday, and we get into Ben Sorer Umorer, right? 8th parak. Okay, we'll stop here.